Listener powered 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Audio Oasis on every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's now time for live music by Whitney Ballin on KEXP. Listening to live music by Whitney Ballin on KEXP.
Thank you.
be listening to live music by Whitney Ballin. Really excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So I'm going to, I was like, what am I going to launch into first? And I'm going to start here. I was thinking about the name of your last album, Being Here Is Hard. Mm-hmm. And then the new one, which is Your Shooting Star, I'm a Sinking Ship. Mm-hmm. And this is what it makes me think of. I thought that these are real human emotions, and I know that you talk a lot about being human in your music.
I am very much human, I think.
Yes, you are. I'll confirm that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think, like, being a human, the idea behind being a human... let me finish. Okay. So number two, I feel like I have a hard time taking a compliment and that I feel awkward all the time. And
Ditto.
That's where it ties into the human
yes.
of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just go into that a little bit? Because I feel like, you know, that's a real way to connect with people, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, Being Here Is Hard, and then You're a Shooting Star and I'm a Sinking Ship. I mean, they go hand in hand, I suppose. You're a Shooting Star and I'm a Sinking Ship is a little bit more of, like, humans just, like, naturally comparing ourselves to the other human beings that we're around. And that is also hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's being able to recognize that sometimes you feel like you're kind of going down and you see everybody else going up, and maybe that this album is trying to, like, pick myself up, possibly.
Yeah. So. Do you feel like the two albums are connected between each other? Like the progression of...
A little bit. Being Here Is Hard was dealing with like a lot of loss of, like, suicide and kind of overcoming that, seeing that happen, someone else, and just all kinds of loss, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then this is more so like, yeah, how to save yourself from those difficulties.
Yeah. Of like the things. Next chapter.
Yeah. 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 So I suppose that's
yeah. tied. I read that you like to write your music in your bedroom. It's like your safe space.
Yeah. That I also tend to write things when I'm driving.
Really? That's not safe.
No, not like physically write, but like,
yeah,
I'll be driving and something will just pop in my head. Not like just on the freeway. Like, I purposely will have days where I'm just like, I need to go for a drive. In fact, today I like had so much to do, but I was like, nope, I gotta go for a drive.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, things just come that way.
Yeah. Like a calming of your mental state mm-hmm. and able to focus.
Yeah.
What places do you like to drive to for inspiration?
It sounds really cliche maybe these days because it's like overpopulated with tourists, but I grew up near Snoqualmie Falls, so I just feel like out east anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive east and I'll be okay.
Well, that makes me think of, like, when I listen to your music, I just feel like you have this really, like, you do a really great job of capturing the Northwest sound. Mm-hmm. And I know that some of your influences are Northwest musicians.
Definitely.
Which I think is amazing. You've kept it really Northwest. And I'm not saying that the Pacific Northwest is a genre. It's just like a feeling that
it's definitely
I get.
A feeling.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't, I think this is an appropriate time to talk about the single, the second single, Rainier,
mm-hmm.
and the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, Rainier, there's so many things behind it, but I originally wrote it when I was staying somewhere where I could see Mount Rainier out the window every day, and when it decided to be sunny, I guess. But when it wasn't, I knew that it was still there, and so, like, it's just kind of this, like, constant reminder that there's, like, something that feels, like, super grounding about, like, seeing that every day and knowing that it's there and, like, just, like, living, like, mundane life and, like, kind of forgetting about those things that kind of ground you and appreciating them when they're gone. Like, when I moved from that place or when I wasn't able to stay at that place anymore, like, I found, like, those nice reminders of those memories of those places when I drove across the 520 and would see Mount Rainier or, you know, simple things like that. So it's also, like, lost, but, like, holding on to the memories that like, just come up through, like, mundane things like drinking coffee or, like, making cold brew at your ex's house.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We should hear the song.
That's what we're going to play.
Awesome. So you're listening to live music by Whitney Ballin on KEXP. Whitney Ballin on KEXP. Mm-hmm. Listening to live music by Whitney Ballin here on Audio Oasis on KEXP, and she and her band are performing songs from the new album You Are a Shooting Star, I'm a Sinking Ship, that will be out August 24th on Father Daughter Records and Substitute Scene.
Correct.
It's a double release.
It's a co-release.
Can you explain that?
It's kind of a crazy coincidence, but...
They both wanted it, and they were fighting over it.
Maybe. In the background, I don't know. I met one of the members of Substitute Scene via Twitter, but turns out that they actually are from the Seattle area, and also are close to some other Seattle bands that we've played with, and... So they were so kind to share the record with the other half of their label, Substitute Scene, and that's based in New York. And then they also happened to work with Jesse from Father Daughters, so they shared that, and Jesse reached out, and then they all said that we should be friends.
Yeah, it's working out.
So I have some new friends.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Such a lovely album, and it's really nice of you to come on the show and perform songs from it. But I feel bad because listeners won't be able to hear it, at least for a little while.
Oh,
there's only
okay.
a couple of singles out right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about where you recorded it at. I love all the places that you have worked with. Of course, Old Redmond Firehouse and The Unknown. Mm-hmm. And I know, well, I'll let you talk about this album because I got it really early because I know the person who recorded it.
Oh, I see.
That's how I got hyped.
Oh,
works.
I should give him a high five.
You should.
It's actually a funny coincidence. My drummer, Ian, was like, hey, we should record with this guy named Andy. And I was like, okay, yeah. And I like thought I recognized the name. And I was like, okay, I'll find him on Facebook, whatever, reach out. I reached out to the wrong Andy, who happened to be the right Andy for us because that's who we ended up going with. But I reached out to Andy Park. He records a handful of studios. He works with Noah Gunderson, John Van Dusen of the Lonely Forest, worked with David Bazan and stuff like that. So I reached out to him and we met up and we decided to record at the Hall of Justice in Fremont Ballard area, which is a very, very special space. A lot of wonderful bands have graced that weird diagonal room. That's Chris Wallace studio from Death Cab. We spent like 5-7 days straight, I think, in there. And that was that. It's great. Andy Park.
So I know you kind of dabble in sound recording.
Sure.
A little bit.
A little bit.
You have in your
yes.
past
yes.
as
sure.
a school project.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
I know more about you than you.
Yeah.
Like
I know
about your past. Yeah. do you feel like you have like pointers or like you get nitpicky about recording?
No, actually. I feel like... with like most things I do in music, I feel like I kind of make my decisions based off of just like feelings of like comfort or like contentness. And like, I didn't know anything about, for example, Andy Park, like before I met him, cause I thought he was somebody totally different. But I felt like there was some kind of energy connection and it just felt like they understood what I was trying to accomplish. And I feel like I trust that feeling of mine to let other people like kind of help direct and, guide the way.
Yeah. Well, it's such a wonderful album. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
And emotional. what's next for you?
Well, we've got some shows coming up this summer. Our next show is at this like private property up in like Darrington area.
Stop teasing us. That's not fair.
Wait.
Oh, private property. So
private
people can come.
Private property. Yeah, sorry. No.
I heard the word private and I got...
It's private. You can come. No, everyone is welcome. It's called La Flammapalooza. It's actually put on by one of the members of Great Grandpa.
Cool.
And there's 2 days of music, some camping, and we're excited for that. That's on August 10th and 11th. And then our release show is for this album is August 24th at the Sunset with Snuff Redux and Big Buddy. And then we're playing Van Fest after that.
Cool.
Van, so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
and playing
you.
Music. You've been listening to live music by Whitney Ballin here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.